Well, Mr. Nichols, are your eyes bleary from watching what happened last night?
They're certainly bleary, sir, but I won't think it's from watching that. Yes, they are. Yes, yes.
All right, well, you know why I've actually contacted you, sir? It's to get an opinion because you are a reform candidate for Warrington.
Yes, I am, Jonathan. Thank you for reminding me for that. I certainly am. And yes, I've been watching this, the Rochdale by-election. I've been following it and I've actually been out there.
Oh, yes.
I'm in Danzig to do some campaigning.
Okay, well, first off, what was your opinion of Danzig? I mean, because we know what the results are, but what was your opinion of him?
Well, my opinion of it, of that particular chap was that he came with a lot of baggage, and I wasn't quite sure at first.
Right.
But as I've said at other times, you know, people have, you know, we have a colourful past, etc., and that's as it is.
Yep.
You can't hang things on forever. And having met the chap, is a thoroughly nice fellow.
Okay. So
and I wish him well. But he's just been caught up in this debacle that I mean, you know, you can go on forever about the threats he received, and I'm not quite sure why it only seemed to be Reform that received these threats that I've seen of.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any other candidates. I mean, I've heard of one independent candidate that had a bit of an issue, but it seems to be Reform for some strange reason. Is that because they were possibly frightened of what the result may have been?
Why did he only attract 1,968 votes? Even the independent, who came second to Galloway, got 6,638. Why? What's going on there? I mean, I've noticed that the turnout was actually higher than expected.
Yeah, that surprised me that bit, because I was really expecting 27 to 30%.
Yeah.
And to get 39,
yeah,
I was actually surprised at that, as were a lot of commentators. Now, that's a good question, that, Jonathan. Why did Reform's candidate only receive that? He came sixth.
He still got his deposit back. Let's see, you know.
Well, I don't claim that as a success, getting your deposit back.
I'm just saying that for you, sir.
Yeah, unless, of course, you're in the raving loony party where they take that as an absolute win if you don't get your money back.
If you do get your money back.
Oh, no, if you get your money back, you're expelled from the party, I believe. But they are what they are.
Okay.
Now, to get serious on this, that we've really got to analyse these results. We've got to sit back and we've got to look as to why Reform did receive that and why
Galloway won. I mean, as far as I can see, he was just completely campaigning on Gaza.
Yes, yes. So what's Gaza got to do with Rochdale?
You tell me.
Well, the Muslim constituency, innit?
Yeah.
I mean, the figures of the Muslims in the constituency, they're actually 30% Muslim. And if you look at the turnout was 39%. Now, I have, as you know, I follow all these by-elections and general elections. I watch it live through the night.
Yep.
And as you know...
Because you are a political anorak.
I know, unfortunately, yeah. And I do have a bag like Roy Cropper, which I carry around regular with me when I go on my campaigns. And, I mean, I was up through the night watching this. And I can't recall a time when the result was called within 2 hours. As soon as they opened the postal votes, they declared Galloway's the winner.
Isn't that strange?
Well,
Postal votes.
These postal votes, I've said this for 15 years in Warrington. I have campaigned, I've said this for 15 years. These postal votes, they need to be stopped. And they have to be taken back to what they were designed for.
Yep.
They were designed for people that couldn't make it to the polling stations for certain degrees of, you know, if they were disabled or they were in form and they couldn't, you know, they couldn't basically get physically to the polling stations.
If I didn't know any better, I would say that you are implying that there might have been an abuse of process?
Well, I will just say that it's open to abuse.
Okay.
It's wide open to abuse.
Got it. I mean,
basically, it's for people that were working out of the constituency that were working, you know, elsewhere in the country or abroad even. They were still allowed to have their vote, which was via the postal vote. But over the years, this has crept in that it's absolutely, it's gone viral. In Warrington, this is growing and growing and growing year on year on year. It's got to stop because it's simply wide open to abuse.
Do you think Galloway is going to be successful? He's fielding 59 candidates. Do you think he will be successful in the other Muslim-dominated areas of the United Kingdom?
Well, as I say, the Muslim vote in Rochdale alone was 36%, and it was a 39% turnout.
You got it.
You've got it bang on there. I mean, basically, people did not turn out to vote other than the Muslim voters.
Yep.
Now, that probably won't happen in a general election.
Well, the Labour machine will go right into action. I mean, it will dwarf anything that Mr. Galloway has said, because he's probably on a euphoria after winning that election, which is great. I mean, it is going to cause a problem for Labour, and because this man is extremely divisive, but he's also a charismatic orator, and he's very, very clever politically. He knows the dark arts.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there, Jonathan. And with this particular by-election, I mean, don't just cast it aside. Like, I mean, most of us do. We just say it's an anomaly when you get the by-elections. But there's serious issues coming out of this.
Yep.
The serious issues of what I'd say is sectarian voting, as Nigel Farage has been commenting on just recently.
Yep, it's true.
If this replicates, seriously, if this does replicate throughout, you know, your Muslim areas, your Birmingham's, other areas, you know, your Bolton's, etc. Mm-hmm. If this replicates, you could be looking at 50-plus candidates.
Yep.
Which is a sizable chunk, that.
I agree.
That's bigger than the
Liberals.
The SNP, and certainly bigger than the Liberals.
Yeah.
You know, that are going to be of a particular religion. That are going to be in this parliament or this coming parliament.
No, we can't have a religion controlling this. Nothing other than Christianity, sir.
Well, you know, this is what we're looking at. It really is. I've seen something about what Rees-Mogg said as well about anonymity at the these postal votes. I mean, because basically in the old days when the, you know, Mr. and Mrs. used to go to the polling stations, you'd go into the polling stations and you had absolute anonymity. Is that the word?
Anonymity.
Yeah, I mean, and they'd go into the polling stations, and even if they didn't agree, they could then secretly vote what they wanted to vote.
Sir.
Whereas over the kitchen table, which is a very good point, when you get that postal vote, your spouses and your children or whatever, and you're looking at it, and they're going to know exactly what you're voting, sir.
So what would your thoughts, your overall thoughts be on that win for Galloway and its effect on the rest of the United Kingdom?
It's frightening. If he can achieve or anywhere near the 60 candidates that he's supposedly standing, that will change our democracy.
Right.
That will change our democracy as we know it.
And Labour are not going to be very happy about that. I think there's a lot of money going to be going into that campaign with Labour.
Well, we've got to sort out, one, the voting system, and two, certainly this postal voting. We've got to sort it out.
Indeed, indeed. All right, well, thank you very much for your thoughts on that. I'm not even going to give the final bell. I'm going to go straight to the end music. Check it out. There you go.
Absolute pleasure, Jonathan. I mean, you know, a lot of things to look at here, as Cilla Blackwood say. A lot of things to look at.
Could you imagine a blind date between George Galloway and Keir Starmer?
Hey, that would be a rainbow, wouldn't it?
And we went out to the restaurant to see them together. And there was a bit of a punch-up, like, all right.
What are you having? I'll have a curry.